The Father's Business was founded by Sylvia Gunter to encourage people to a deeper relationship with God. Thank you for listening to this devotional.
Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." In both the Hebrew and Greek cultures of biblical times, a personal name communicated something indispensable for distinguishing that person's character and personality. All the many names of God present some aspect of His inexhaustible, awesome glory. When God revealed Himself to man, He often used one of His names. He revealed His name in the Bible after people experienced Him in a deep way in response to their immediate need. When man first began to worship, he called on the name of the Lord in Genesis 4:26. He revealed Himself to Abraham as El Elyon, God Most High, in Genesis 14:18. As El Shaddai, God Almighty, the All-Sufficient One, in Genesis 17:1, and as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provided the Lamb, in Genesis 22:14, when Abraham was faced with sacrificing his only son. He revealed Himself to Hagar as El Roy, the God who sees, in Genesis 16:13. He revealed Himself to Moses as I Am Who I Am, Yahweh, Lord, in Exodus 3:14. He revealed Himself to the people of Israel as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, your healer, as Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord, my holiness, and as Jehovah Nishi, the Lord, my banner. So why should we pray the names of God? We're obeying a command in Psalm 34:3 that says, "Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." We do what Jesus modeled. He said in Matthew 6:9, "Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." He taught us to give His Father the honor and worship He deserved. Knowing the names of God causes us to know the riches that we have in Him. For every situation you are facing, there is a name or attribute of God that can correspond to your need. As you pray, focus on who God is for you in this particular circumstance or need. When we proclaim who God is, we orient ourselves towards the one who has the legal jurisdiction, authority, power, and desire to intervene in our lives as the sovereign one. So let's declare together some of the many characteristics of who God is. God, we proclaim today that You are our Abba, Father. You are Balm of Gilead. You are our Comforter. You are our Deliverer. You are our Everlasting God. You are Father of Mercies. You are a Good Shepherd. You are Holy One. You are our intercessor who intercedes on our behalf. You are the judge of the living and the dead. You are King Eternal. You are Light of Revelation. You are a Man of Sorrows that is acquainted with our grief. You are the Never Failing One. You are the offering for our sin so that we can be washed and made whole. You are the potter, and we are your clay. You are our quieting love that calms our every fear. You are righteousness. You are our sanctification. You are our teacher. You are the upholder of all things. You are our very present help. You are the way. You are the exalted one. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. You are zealous for us. Jesus said that making the Father's name known is one of His continuing functions. so that we will love him more and live in his abiding presence. Focus your attention on the overcoming God of the universe. Make it your ambition to glorify him and enjoy him in his many names. The King of Kings wants you to personally know him in all of his fullness.
This devotional is taken from Prayer Essentials for Living in His Presence, Volume 1. You can find it on our website at www.thefathersbusiness.com.
This podcast is made possible through donations by people like you. To donate, go to www.thefathersbusiness.com. Be sure to follow us at The Fathers Biz on Instagram and Facebook.